السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Has enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong become a breach of public peace and public tranquility? Translated. On Sunday, the 19th of July, 2026, Brother Nasr al-Din Muhammad Thaman Adam, 25 years old and a member of حزب التحرير, was arrested by military intelligence in the city of Ash-Shawaq because he published a post on his Facebook page enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Through the post, he highlighted the seriousness of the security breakdowns occurring in Ash-Shawaq and the spread of drugs while calling upon the government to fulfill its duty in providing security, putting an end to sedition and those who incite it, and implementing Islam and rulings under the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. We in حزب التحرير ولاية سودان issued a press release regarding the incident on Monday, the 20th of July, 2026, entitled, quote, Security Authorities Arrest a حزب التحرير Youth in Ash-Shawaq, end quote. Then on Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2026, at 7 a.m., Brother Nasr al-Din was transferred to Ash-Shawaq Police Station, where case number 1057 was opened against him under Article 69 of the Sudanese Criminal Code, which states, quote, whoever breaches the public peace or commits an act intended or likely to disturb the public peace or public tranquility in a public place shall be punished with imprisonment for a term not exceeding 1 month or with a fine or with whipping not exceeding 20 lashes, end quote. Was enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong how now become a breach of public peace and public tranquility? We in حزب التحرير ولاية سودان have become accustomed to such actions that these client regimes, which are terrified by the voice of truth and frightened by the exposure of their protection of crimes who terrorize the people and smuggle drugs into the country by the ton. Above all, and before and after everything else, they rule by other than what Allah has revealed and implement America's conspiracies aimed at dividing and fragmenting Sudan. We have become accustomed to these regimes filing such malicious cases, which, if handled by professional judicial and legal institutions applying the law, and before that fearing Allah, would simply be dismissed. And even if they find those who fear the authority of the regime more than they fear Allah, and who unjustly and oppressively rule against the Shabab of حزب التحرير, this would only increase حزب التحرير in its terms and steadfastness upon the truth and in following the guidance of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his victory and the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, is established. يومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء. And in that day, believers will rejoice in Allah's help to victory. He helps to victory whom He will. He is the mighty, the merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4 to 5. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of حزب التحرير in Wilaya, Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.